Wu Han is a pianist and the co-artistic director of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. On Wednesday, she and some of her colleagues from the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center will perform a recital at Interlochen Center for the Arts. We've managed to catch a few minutes with Wu Han on the phone in the midst of her very busy touring schedule. Wu Han, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today at IPR.
Thank you for the invitation. We look forward so much to visit you.
Now, you and David Finkel have been co-artistic directors of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center since 2004. So tell us a little bit about what that role entails.
As an artistic director, we set artistic directions, but our main job is programming and select artists. So that's really what we do the most and the best. Each program is specifically designed just like the one we will be bringing to you this time. It's a program that's around the Russian master, such as Rachmaninoff and Tchaikovsky. But the most important one in this program is Sergei Taneyev. Taneyev actually is teachers for Rachmaninoff, Prokofiev, Scriabin, all of the great Russian pianists and composers. But very few people knows him in the United States. This particular quintet is extremely difficult and extremely powerful. It's one of the most beautiful pieces I have ever tackled. And so we set the quintet as a closing piece, and on the first half will be all of the great composers that have really deep relationship with him.
You and some of your colleagues will be here at Interlochen on Wednesday playing that music. And in fact, all four of the other musicians on the program are alumni of the Bowers program. Tell us about that program.
Yes, the Bowers program is our sort of the grooming program, and we select the hottest, the best, the most enthusiastic, and the most passionate young musician join the roster. So right now we have many, many of them in the program. The program itself is 3 years residency, and during the residency time, we will take them around the world touring, doing radio interviews, introducing them to the world, and help them to launch a career and has the most incredible track record. When they graduate, if they did really well, they stay in the roster. So you will see four most extraordinary players. Sasha Sitavetsky is from Russia. Arno Sussman is from France, from Nice. Nicholas Kanalakis is American, but has a Greek heritage. And Matthew Lipman is from Chicago. And it's wonderful to have all different nationality on stage and playing Russian music. But I think what makes this program and the whole combination interesting is really that sort of a multiple generation kind of passing down the torches and influence each other. I think the young one brings tremendous amount of energy on stage, and the old one would bring a lot of experience and hopefully some wisdom to the interpretation.
And in fact, before your concert, you'll be doing master classes with some of the students at Interlochen Arts Academy. They're high school students. So are you planning to do any scouting for the next Bowers class there?
I am always doing scouting. I'm not only running this Chamber Music Society Bowers program, I also run the Music at Menlo Institute, that every summer we select about 40 students from age 10 till 30 to join the program there. And I also, in the last 3 years, I have a chamber music program in Aspen Music Festivals. And you know, it's really great to see the young musician play chamber music because they learn so much from doing so. You have to really horn up your ear, your skill of communication, and you also have to listen so carefully in order to catch up with all your colleagues, and not to mention the fun and sharing ideas and all the stimulation of being together with other musicians. So I am kind of the musician really advocates for young musicians start your chamber music training, start your chamber music activity early. You just really gain so much in the education forefront. I certainly look forward to see all the young musicians at Interlochen. I have heard so much about the school and the summer festival, but this will be my first visit.
Oh, good.
So I'm very, very excited.
You're coming in the winter, so it's a very different place here in the winter than it is in the summer, for sure, in many ways.
Is it really cold right now?
It is very cold right now, yes. I hope you like snow.
I can't wait. Okay. You know, it's interesting because I find the cold weather makes you want to go indoor and make you want to have culture activities. And, you know, really like Finland and Northern Germany and Russia all have great, great, great artists and great concert series. So cold is actually a very good place for arts to flourish.
Okay, so here's a question for you. There will be five of you here at Interlaken on Wednesday, but then the next day, four of you will travel on to Grand Rapids to perform at the St. Cecilia Music Center. I'm curious about the logistics of planning these tours in terms of which musicians will go where and then what rep they will play. Can you talk a little bit about those configurations?
The touring program is one of the most important components in Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center's activities. We actually play more concerts on the road than we play in New York these days. We have long relationship with many major cities, such as Grand Rapids, Michigan. We have a concert series there, and every year we send out four groups there to perform. So a regular concert series like that, we always want to make sure we bring fresh repertoire into for the audience there. That's why after we play Interlaken, which is a regular touring program, we reduce just to one more person because we already have played the Teniev Quintet 2 years ago there. So in this case, we will go to St. Cecilia Center playing the Arensky Piano Trio. Same idea of the Russian spirit, but it's just a different pieces. Usually the personnel and the logistical decision are coming from me and David. From the artistic director, we look at each location and each concert program, and we know everybody's temperament, what they can do best, and we know who get along well with so-and-so. So we usually can put together a group with great chemistry and program the pieces that they are passionate about. That kind of decision and that kind of planning usually goes about 2 years ahead of the schedule. So, for instance, right now we are planning a touring program for 2020 and 21 season.
I can't even imagine how many moving parts go into putting all of that together.
Yes, well, especially in the society's case, every year we have about 130 to 160 musicians walk through our stage. We have projects in the Far East, we have projects in Europe, we have projects in South America. And in the U.S., we have two festivals in Saratoga Spring and then in Shaker Village in Kentucky. And so it's a very busy place. But I can tell you the musicians are so happy because nothing better than walk on stage and play music for the audience. That's what we're trained for, and that's what we all dream about. So right now, society is the place. It's really hot and jumping, and I can really have the best musician join me on stage, both at home and also on tour.
Wu Han is a pianist and the co-artistic director of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. She and her colleagues will perform at Interlaken Center for the Arts on Wednesday, March 13th, and then at the St. Cecilia Music Center in Grand Rapids on Thursday, March 14th. More information about these performances is at classicalipr.org. Wu Han, thank you so much for taking the time to hop on the phone with us today.
Thank you so much. We look forward so much to enter the cold weather and make some really hot and exciting music for you all.